Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Are you challenged with buying clothes you don't really need or wear? Well, that is one of the struggles that people have written into me with this week. Julie said, my challenge is to refrain from thrifting or buying new clothes. I know what works for me, so I can edit items that aren't suitable and don't fit my criteria, or I avoid buying these things in the first place. I'm retired now, so I don't need anything fancy or dress up, but I do own those things. Any thoughts? So, if you are going out shopping and buying new clothes, when you have the clothes and you know what works and you're not, you know, buying willy-nilly or whatever, I would think that this is more to do with the little dopamine hit we get when we buy something, and that that is what you are craving. So maybe you're retired, you're a bit bored. You know, when we were working, when we completed a task, we got the dopamine hit. And now that you are not working, maybe you're not getting those same daily dopamine hits you used to get, and shopping is filling that little void. So you could be thinking about what else you can bring into your life. What other activities could you do that might give you that dopamine hit, so that shopping isn't the thing you're doing? But also too, is clothes still wear out? You still need to replace things. Fashions change. You don't have to stop buying forever, but you could be really thinking about, is it the dopamine hit is what I am craving, rather than I really, really need this new thing? So having those style criteria is so important. Knowing like what your style recipe is, if you have any wardrobe gaps, what you actually need for your lifestyle, what actually suits you, all those sorts of things, really important to know, so that you can say no, so you just don't buy them to start with. And then I would suggest doing the power pause. So before you buy, you know, there's nothing wrong with going shopping and using like that experience of going to the shops, like going to an art gallery, where you enjoy seeing the stuff and potentially feeling it and all those sorts of things, but you just don't have to take it home with you. Like, we don't take the great master artworks home with us either. We leave them in the gallery. So this is where the pause comes in, that before you make any purchasing decision, you're always welcome to leave, you know, something on hold, or you just leave it there, go away, wait for a bit, at least maybe an hour or two, see if you are still craving that garment. Now, sometimes you find the most incredible garment that is really going to be a treasure in your wardrobe that you're going to wear over and over again. And even though you may not technically need anything, you might really enjoy having that new item and wearing that new item, particularly if it's something different from what you already own. But if you are looking at one more of the same kind of thing of what you already have, I would suggest that's a, like, let, you know, the thing sit, go away, wait a couple of hours before you come back. And if you are still like desiring that same thing in the same way, then maybe it has a place. But if you go away, what happens is often that kind of craving feeling goes away, and then we don't really think about it. So it wasn't that amazing. But sometimes what I've done when, you know, because it's not like I need a lot of clothes, is sometimes I'll see something and I might even wait. I'll like go, do I really want this? Or is this just, you know, my hormones running awry? And so what I'll do is I'll leave it in the store, and I might go back if I'm still really thinking about it days later. I go back and get it, because that's telling me this is something I'm still thinking about, versus there's other things where, you know, they're forgotten in a moment because I really didn't need that thing. It wasn't going to bring me the joy that I wanted. Hopefully that helps. The next question, who comes from Catherine, she says, as a very soft summer with angelic natural blend, I wonder if it's even possible for people like me to stand out when they need to hold the floor. I wear mostly solids. So if you've got softer, lighter colouring, we can feel that we are not as obvious. But you know what's really interesting about light colouring is it stands out against the dark. So when everybody else is wearing dark and black, which so many people do, if you're wearing the light colors, you actually stand out naturally. And so you could use this as an opportunity. Also, so think about the style of garments, the structure of garments, those things as well. Is there some interesting feature or detail, or can you accessorize a way in that creates interest in your outfits? You know, we don't, it's not all about wearing power colors. Now, sometimes we might want to bring in a bit of power, but your power, like my power colors now, cobalt blue or red, it's not the black or the navy that I used to wear. Doesn't mean I still can't have power now that I have moved to the light side. So it's thinking about other elements. Maybe it's a bit more structure. So you may prefer stuff softer, but it can still be something that has a little bit more structure. Just even a shirt with a collar is a more structured garment than a knit or a tee without a collar. So it's thinking about those design elements as well as those colors. But because so many people are wearing dark and black, A, if you just wear color, you will stand out, and B, the light colors are naturally more advancing, and so we will see you too. So that's how you stand out in your own way that is harmonious with you. My final question comes from CJ, who says, I feel truly invisible because I've muted and hidden myself. I'm introverted, retired, self-conscious about the extra 20 pounds in the middle, and a stay at home most of the time. I have a strong dominant personality and a classic H body shape. But that's residual from my conservative corporate career. Now I'm retired with grandkids and traveling, and I want to come across as less threatening. I want to show my creative, artistic, expressive side. The struggle is between the two sides of my brain, to enjoy the newer styles and colours that I'm drawn to without feeling self-conscious and so not me. Showy clothes, bright colours, scarves and chunky jewellery feel like Halloween costumes on me, so I mute and hide. Now, CJ, you know, a big lifestyle change like going from a business world to retiring is a huge thing for all of us, and we have to reassess who we are now and who we want to be going forward. Now, yes, you've got a much more relaxed lifestyle, but there's no reason why you can't have some elements in there that are, you know, creative and expressive and all those sorts of things, but they don't have to be bold. There's two very different things. When I think about the dramatic personality style, the dramatic personality style is bold. It's standing out. It's the bright colors. It's the big accessories. It's those sorts of things. Then we have the creative personality dressing style. And this is more quirky, a little bit different. It's not bold, unless you are a creative dramatic mix, which sounds like you are not. So you can bring creativity in your outfits in so many ways. It can be some unusual construction. It could be a digital print or an interesting print. It can be a little bit of quirk. It does not have to be head to toe. And so I always think when we're making radical changes to our style, so particularly when we've had this massive lifestyle change, it can feel very uncomfortable. So I just recommend just adding a little something in, a little bit at a time. Baby steps, not giant leaps, because the giant leap is where we feel too uncomfortable versus the baby step feels much more uncomfortable. I think of myself even when I went from a corporate career to becoming an image consultant. Now, when I was corporate, I used to wear a lot of suits and much more corporate sort of clothing, and more conservative, more traditional, more classic personality style. When I no longer had to dress up for that office, I had to kind of reassess who I was. Who am I now? How do I want to express myself? And I realized that I had some dramatic elements, but I'm not dramatic in a really big, bold way all the time. So it was, how do I add that little bit of drama in? I remember the first oversized necklace I ever brought in. It wasn't that oversized compared to the things I wear today, but it was enough that I could still do it, but it wasn't too much. And so it's bringing those things in. As you get more and more comfortable, that's when you can become more creative, more expressive. But remember that creativity and dramatic are different, and that creativity isn't about being bold. We don't have to do bold to be able to do creative. So, you know, think about deconstruction, asymmetry, unusual construction, unusual color combinations. They don't have to be bright. They can just be unusual. And this way, this is where you don't have to kind of, it's not hiding you away. And I understand, you know, weight gain is always one of those things that tends to make us want to hide away a bit. But it is dressing for who you are today and who you are going to be tomorrow, rather than who you were in the past and the life that you had in the past. And that's why we always want to think about, you know, how we are moving and changing and growing and how our style is adapting with us as well. So thank you so much for your questions and for watching or listening if you're listening to the podcast version. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.